بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وأما زيارة المدينة فإذا وقع بصرك على حيطانها فتذكر أنها البلة التي اختارها الله عز وجل لنبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعل إليها هجرته، وأنها داره التي شرع فيها فرائض ربه وسنته وجاهد عدوه وأظهر بها دينه إلى أن توفى الله تعالى. It says, as you now proceed to visit المدينة المنورة, which is normally one of the customs that all of us practice when we go on Umrah, when we go on Hajj, we make it a point to visit our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, so if your eyes fall onto the boundaries of Al-Madina, meaning you are coming close to Al-Madina to Munawwara, then you should remember that this is the place that Allah Ta'ala had chosen to be the resting place of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is this place that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen to be the place to where the Prophet ﷺ migrated from Makkah to Medina. This was the choice of Allah Ta'ala, and that it is the place where he, the Prophet ﷺ, had instituted many of the ibadah that we practice today, like salah, like fasting, like hajj, like all these things that we do. It was all instituted in Al-Madina and not in Makkah. So that is a special feature of this place. And it is also a place that Allah Ta'ala had made a stronghold of the believers, so much so that they, from this place, they were able to fight the Kuffar of Quraysh. They were able to fight against them, and they were able to defend themselves and to establish the deen of Allah Ta'ala in a very, very strong way. ثُمَّ جَعَلَ تُرْبَتَهُ فِيهَا وَتُرْبَةَ وَزِيرَيْهِ الْقَائِمَيْنِ بِالْحَقِّ بَعْدَهُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُمَا. And Allah Ta'ala chose it as such that this would be the resting place of Rasulullah, where it finally be put to rest, as well as his two ministers, his two companions, his two closest companions. And that is of course Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا, who are buried right next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Makkah al-Mukarramah, he was obviously sad. This is a natural thing that a person is normally attached to your birthplace, the place that you grew up, the place that you were born. This is something that is always very close to anyone. So our Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was very sad when he had to leave Makkah al-Mukarramah. And when he looked at Makkah, on his way to Medina, he turned to Makkah and he said, وَاللَّهِ إِنَّكِ لَأَحَبْ أَرْضِ اللَّهِ إِلَيَّ. You are the most beloved of Allah's lands to me. وَلَوْلَا أُخْرِجْتُ مِنْكِ مَا خَرَجْتُ. And if I was not expelled from you, I would never have left. Nabi would have never wanted to leave from Makkah to anywhere else. But this was the divine decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when he came into Al-Madinatul Munawwara, he made dua for Medina, for the place of Medina. And he asked Allah Ta'ala to bless Medina the same way that Allah had blessed Makkah. Because Allah Ta'ala had instructed him, he should make hijrah to this area, and he wanted people to come and settle there. So he made dua that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala should make it sacred. And that is why Medina is the second most sacred place after Makkah al-Mukarramah. The salah that you make there is multiplied, just like your salah is multiplied when you make it in Makkah. Although less than Makkah, but it is still multiplied. To travel there, to visit our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to visit his masjid, those are all very virtuous things that we must try to uphold. Because the history of Islam and the history of the development of Islam mostly rests in Al-Madina. Right? Because there is where everything happened. Battle of Badr, Battle of Uhud, Battle of Ahzab, all the areas where the Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam had negotiated with the Yahud, with the Mushrikun, all of that is found in Al-Madina Al-Munawwara. He says, ثُمَّ مَثِّلْ فِي نَفْسِكَ مَوَاقِعَ أَقْدَامِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَأَنَّهُ مَا مِنْ مَوْضِعِ قَدَمٍ تطأه إلا وهو موضع أقدامه العزيزة، فلا تضع قدمك عليه إلا عن سكينة ووجل، وتذكر مشيه وتخطيه في سككها، وتصور خشوعه وسكينته في المشي. He says, and you should remember and you should bring into your understanding that wherever you're going to walk in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, you must be aware that you are walking in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wherever you're going to place your feet, it's going to be the exact place where the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed his feet. So it's the ground is so sacred that one should be so careful that as you are trodding on those grounds, it is imagine you are walking on the exact footsteps of our beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. That's why Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi, he had a habit that when he used to walk in Al-Madinah, in the close vicinity of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, he used to take off his shoes and he used to walk bare feet in Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara, because he did not feel that it is worthy for him to walk with his sandals on the place where the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam walked, out of respect and out of awe and out of reverence for our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So he says, as you are walking in Medina, try to be calm and try to emulate the method of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam in walking, in dealing with people, in your akhlaq. Try to emulate the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Try to follow, literally follow his footsteps, but also in your understanding, follow his footsteps in what he did, do what he did, speak to people the way that he did, walk the way that he did, with patience and with sakina, with peacefulness. You must be peaceful when you are in Al-Madinah. And all people that go there, they will tell you that naturally Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara is a very peaceful place. People that travel there, they say that there's a big difference between Medina and Makkah. And that's true. Because the people of Medina, remember, they were the ones that welcomed the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They were the ones that took him in. They were the ones that supported him. Whereas the people of Makkah originally are the people that drove him out. The people that have hostility against him. So almost like those two symbols are still there. You find that Medina is much more calm than Makkah. Medina is much more peaceful than Makkah. It is because of the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَإِذَا بَلَغْتَ الْمَسْجِدَ فَاذْكُرْ أَنَّهَا الْعُرْسَةُ الَّتِي اخْتَارَهَا اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ لِنَبِيِّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَلِأَوَّلِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَأَفْضَلِهِمْ عِصَابَةً وَأَنَّ فَرَائِضَ اللَّهِ أَوَّلْ مَا أُقِيمَتْ فِي تِلْكَ الْعُرْسَةِ وَأَنَّهَا جَمَعَتْ أَفْضَلَ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ حَيًّا وَمَيِّتًا فَلْيُعَظِّمْ أَمْلَكَ في الله سبحانه وتعالى فليعظم أملك في الله سبحانه أن يرحمك بدخولك إياه فادخله خاشعا معظما وما أجدر هذا المكان بأن يستدعي الخشوع في قلب كل مؤمن. So if you read the masjid, it says, make sure that you remember again that this is a sacred place. This is the place that Allah Ta'ala had chose for our Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم and the first group of Muslims that were with him to establish this masjid and to make it a place of worship. And all the ibadah like the salah and all of those things, it was first practiced in this place. Right? The salah that we are making now, Fajr, where was it first made publicly? In Al-Masjid Al-Nabawi, in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one must be mindful that when you enter the masjid, you enter the vicinity of the masjid, that you are in a very sacred place, because you are in the place where the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lived. And not only that, you are also in a place where the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is resting. He's there, he's currently very there. So when you are there, you should treat it as if you are in his presence. That is the amount of respect that you must have. As if you are directly in the presence of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is why the scholars used to say that the verse where Allah Ta'ala says to us in Surah Al-Hujurat, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي أو you believe them, raise your voices above the voice of Rasulullah وسلم. When you are in the vicinity of Al-Madinah, you must practice that. You must not speak loudly in the presence of Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام. And it says you must have then hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you should show humility and you should show sincerity when you are there, in the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you and will elevate your ranks and will give you a pure heart and will give you a subservient heart. May dua that Allah give you those things while you are in the presence of our Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. وَأَمَّا زِيَارَةُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَيَنْبَغِي أَنْ تَقِفَ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَلَا تَقْرُبْ مِنْ قَبْرِهِ إِلَّا كَمَا كُنْتَ تَقْرُبْ مِنْ شَخْصِهِ الْكَرِيمِ لَوْ كَانَ حَيًّا وَكَمَا كُنْتَ تَرَى الْحُرْمَ فِي أَنْ لَا تَسْتَشَخْصَهُ وَلَا تُقَبِّلُهُ وَالْتَقِفُ مِنْ بُعْدٍ مَاثِلًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ فَكَذَلِكَ فَافْعَلْ. He says, and when you visit the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you should stand in front of him as if you are standing in front of him while he is there looking at you. So as if you are visiting him and he's alive. And we know, of course, he is alive in the barzakh. His soul is alive. Because we know that the soul of the souls of the anbiya and the souls of all believers, they are alive. They are able to still move around, etc. So when you stand in front of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it must be as if you are standing in front of him right now, as if he is alive. And that is the kind of reverence that he is offered. So when you greet, you don't raise your voice once again, you make it in a soft voice. When you say, As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, you do it in such a way that you show extreme amount of etiquette and adab while standing in front of the Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And he says you should not touch anything while you are standing there, rub your hands on things. No, you stand in awe, because when you are there, that if nothing matters now, it's only Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that matters. Your focus shouldn't be elsewhere. You find some people, they do the ziyarah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they worry with the camera, they're taking pictures, they're taking videos of themselves. Don't say there's anything wrong with it, but where's your attention? Your attention is on the video and you forget you in the presence of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. You forget the most important person, and that is your guide, that is the one that came to teach you, that is the one that brought you the Quran, that is the one that made you be a practicing Muslim, that is the one that sacrificed so much so that this deen can be where it is. So we forget all of them because you have to take a picture, you have to take a video. That is like being unmindful of the great place that you are in. So that one should be very mindful of. And then of course he speaks finally about the place which is called the Rawdatul Jannah, which we know is one of the most sacred places, which is the area between the mimbar of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his house. So if a person can get in there, nowadays it is so difficult. You have to fill out the app and you have to do all these things. Apparently when you go there, you can only go there once for your entire visit. For the entire 2 weeks or 3 weeks that you are there, you can only visit the Rawdah once. SubhanAllah. Things have changed so much. When we used to go, previously when it wasn't so full, we used to make all our farzalat in the Rawdah to Jannah. All the farzalat, every walk. Now you can only go once for the entire time that you are there. You make dua that Allah make easy, because people don't get the privileges that people before got. They don't have time to spend in these sacred places. But we make dua, Allah makes it again like it was, where people have the freedom to visit these places at their own ease and at their own comfort. And we make dua that Allah Ta'ala grant us all the ability to visit our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make salah in his masjid, the Masjid al-Nabawi, to visit all the sacred areas and all the historical areas. Right? We make this dhikr normally and say, Ya, they say, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Ya Rabbana ballighna nazuru. Ya Rabbana ballighna nazuru. We mention this in a dhikr. It means we put salawat in the Prophet and say, Oh Allah, make us reach the Prophet so that we can visit him. This is the yearning of all of us. Right? This is the longing that we all have to be in Makkah, to be in Al-Madinah, and to visit the Kaaba and to visit our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah we make special dua for those people that have that yearning, and Allah must make it easy. Especially those people who have never gone before. Allah must facilitate for them to go. And Allah ta'ala must make it easy. And those who have gone before, Allah give them another opportunity to go. Time after time to visit the Kaaba and to visit Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. So that brings us to the end of our discussions on Hajj, which we had obviously summarized. So inshallah we will now move on. Remember we skipped the chapters. We skipped the chapter of fasting and we did Hajj. So now we will go back and we will do the chapter of fasting. And that's also important for us now because Ramadan is around the corner. So we can speak all about our responsibilities during the month of Ramadan and what we should be doing and what we should be refraining from. We'll start that chapter tomorrow inshallah if Allah so wills. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولمشايخنا ولأرباب الحقوق علينا وللمسلمين أجمعين ربنا يسر ولا تعسر ربنا تبني بالخير وأنت يا الله الكريم الميسر اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله